City of Sacramento, Measure C. Shall the measure amending the City of Sacramento's perpetual business operations tax, by increasing the gross receipts taxable threshold to $100,000, setting new flat tax rates for professionals, $684, setting new flat tax rates for non-exempt residential rentals, hotels, and short-term rentals, $114, plus 2.85 slash unit above thresholds, and setting new maximum annual tax liability, all with yearly cost of living adjustments for an estimated annual increase of $6 million for general governmental use, be adopted? Impartial analysis of Measure C prepared by Sacramento City Attorney. The Sacramento City Council has placed Measure C on the ballot. Measure C would amend the Sacramento City Code relating to business operations taxes. All non-exempt businesses that operate in the City of Sacramento or do business with the City of Sacramento must pay a business operation tax, BOT. The current BOT rates, except for cannabis businesses, were adopted in 1991. The annual tax obligation of each business depends on its business type. Here is Measure C's effect on the five business type rates. Gross receipts applies to most businesses, current. If gross receipts exceed threshold of $10,000, tax is $30, plus $0.0004 for each dollar over threshold. Under that threshold, tax is $30. Measure C, if gross receipts exceed threshold of $100,000, tax is $50, plus $0.0004 for each dollar over threshold. Under that threshold, tax is $50. Professionals, current. For non-broker professional businesses, tax is $75, $150, or $300, depending on the number of years licensed, plus $30 per professional employee. Real estate brokers, insurance brokers, and stockbrokers pay $100 for principal broker, plus $30 per employee, agent, representative, or supervised independent contractor. Measure C, for non-broker professional businesses, tax would be $684, plus $68 per professional employee. For insurance brokers and stockbrokers, tax would be $684, plus $68 per employee, agent, representative, or supervised independent contractor. For real estate brokers, tax would be phased in at $150, $200, and $228, plus $68 per employee, agent, representative, or supervised independent contractor. Contractors, businesses doing work that requires a city building permit, no change in rates. Housing and shelter, current. Persons renting residential real property pay a tax of $25, plus $1.75 slash rental unit over 4. Hotels slash motels pay a tax of $50, plus 75 cents slash rental unit over 4. Measure C, for persons renting residential real property, the rate would be $114, plus $2.85 slash rental unit above 1. For hotels slash motels slash short-term rentals, the rate would be $114, plus $2.85 slash rental unit above 1. Cannabis-related businesses not affected by Measure C. Measure C would also change the maximum annual tax liability for businesses other than cannabis businesses. Currently, the maximum liability for all businesses other than cannabis businesses is $5,000. Measure C would change that maximum as follows. July 1, 2024, maximum equals $25,000. July 1, 2025, maximum equals $50,000. July 1, 2026, maximum equals $75,000. July 1, 2027, Maximum equals $100,000. July 1, 2028. Maximum equals $125,000. Additionally, all new rates and limits created by Measure C would be subject to annual cost of living adjustments. Adjustments to the gross receipts threshold and most flat rates start in 2025. For real estate brokers, the flat rate adjustments start in 2027. Adjustments to the maximum annual tax liability start in 2029. If approved, the measure would be effective July 1, 2024. A yes vote is in favor of amending the Sacramento City Code relating to the business operations tax. A no vote is against amending the code. A majority of yes votes is required to pass Measure CS/Susana Alcala Wood City Attorney. You can find the measure arguments following the full text of this measure ordinance 2023-0023 adopted by the Sacramento City Council November 14, 2023 and ordinance amending various sections of, and adding a section to, Article IV of Chapter 3.08 of the Sacramento City Code, relating to the Business Operations Tax BIT enacted by the Council of the City of Sacramento, Section 1. Section 3.08.170 of the Sacramento City Code is hereby amended to read as follows, 3.08.170 Gross Receipts. Every person not falling within the categories described in sections 3.08.180, 3.08.190, 3.08.200, and 3.08.205 shall pay an annual business operations tax as follows. A. Every person that has gross receipts of $100,000 or less shall pay a flat tax of $50 for each year. B. Every person that has gross receipts in excess of $100,000 shall pay a flat tax of $50, plus $0.0004 for each dollar of gross receipts in excess of $100,000 for the reporting period. C. Maximum tax. The maximum annual tax liability for any person under this section is as set forth in Section 3.08.255. D. Flat tax rate adjustment. The gross receipts threshold amount and the flat tax rates in this section shall be adjusted annually as provided in Section 3.08.255. Section 2. Section 3.08.180 of the Sacramento City Code is hereby amended to read as follows, 3.08.180 Professionals. A. Professionals, General. Every person engaged in the profession of, accountant, architect, attorney, audiologist, bacteriologist, certified public accountant, engineer, dentist, mortician, optometrist, osteopath, physician, podiatrist, psychologist, surgeon, or veterinarian shall pay a flat annual business operations tax of $684. Nothing in this subsection shall be construed or deemed to apply to any person engaged in any of the professions enumerated in this subsection solely as the employee of any other person conducting, carrying on or managing such business, occupations or professions in the city, except, however, that each such employee who has a contractual right to participate in the income or profits of the business, or is a shareholder of a professional corporation organized pursuant to Section 13400 at SEC of the California Corporations Code must pay the tax. Every person who employs an individual who would be subject to a business operations tax under this section if the individual was not exempted from the payment of said tax by the preceding paragraph shall pay a flat annual business operations tax of $68 for each such exempt individual in their employ. B. Professionals, insurance brokers, stockbrokers. Every person engaged in the business insurance broker or stockbroker, whether full or part-time, shall pay a flat annual business operations tax of $684 for the principal broker or broker of record, plus a flat tax of $68 for each employee, agent, representative, or independent contractor subject to supervision by a principal broker or broker of record who devotes time to soliciting or writing insurance policies, or working as a salesperson or flow or person. See professionals, real estate brokers. Every person engaged in the business of real estate broker, whether full or part-time, shall pay a flat annual business operations tax as provided in subsection F for the principal broker or broker of record, plus a flat tax of $68 for each employee, agent, representative, or independent contractor subject to supervision by a principal broker or broker of record who devotes time to handling of rents, listing property, or collecting or selling property. D. Maximum tax. The maximum annual tax payable by any firm under provisions of this section is as set forth in Section 3.08.255. Firm is defined as any professional corporation, partnership, or other business entity whose individual members share in the profits of the business entity. E. Revenue measure. Nothing contained in this chapter shall be construed as giving the City Council, or any of the officers of the city in charge of administration of this chapter, any regulatory powers over any licensee who is engaged in the practice of a profession, trade, or calling and is one whose privilege to so engage in such profession, trade or calling is granted by the state or any of its agencies. As to such persons, and as indicated in Section 3.08.020, this chapter shall be construed as existing for revenue purposes only. F. Flat tax rates and adjustments. 1. The flat tax rates in subsections A and B, as well as the per employee flat tax rate in subsection C, shall be adjusted annually as provided in Section 3.08.255. 2. Real estate broker tax rates are as follows. A. Effective July 1, 2024, the tax rate is $150. B. Effective July 1, 2025, the tax rate is $200. C. Effective July 1, 2026, the tax rate is $228. D. Effective each July 1 thereafter, the tax rate shall be adjusted annually as provided in Section 3.08.255. Section 3. Section 3.08.190 of the Sacramento City Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 3.08.190 Contractors. A. Every person engaged in any type of business activity as a contractor which requires a city building permit shall pay a business operations tax at the time the building permit is issued at the rate of 40 cents per $1,000 for each $1,000 or fraction thereof of the value used to determine the charge for the building permit. B. The maximum annual tax payable by any person under this section is as set forth in Section 3.08.255. It shall be the responsibility of the contractor who has paid the maximum tax to establish at the time a building permit is issued that the maximum has been reached and that no additional tax is due. Section 4. Section 3.08.200 of the Sacramento City Code is hereby amended to read as follows. 3.08.200 Housing and Shelter. A. Rental of residential real property. Except for short-term rentals as defined in Section 17.228.104. D. Every person engaging in the business of offering residential real property for rental shall pay a flat annual business operations tax of $114, plus a flat tax of $2.85 for each rental unit in excess of 4 units. Any person with fewer than 4 units is exempt from payment of the business operations tax. B. Hotels, motels, short-term rentals. Every person engaging in the business of renting out accommodation substantially on a transient occupancy basis, including short-term rentals as defined in Section 17.228.104. D. Shall pay a flat annual business operations tax of $114 plus a flat tax of $2.85 for each rental unit in excess of one unit per situs. See Rental of Non-Residential Real Property. Persons engaging in the business of offering non-residential real property for lease or rental shall be taxed pursuant to Section 3.08.170. D. Maximum tax. The maximum annual tax liability for any person under subsection A, and for any situs under subsection B, is as set forth in Section 3.08.255. E. Flat tax rate adjustment. The flat tax rates in this section shall be adjusted annually as provided in Section 3.08.255. Section 5. Section 3.08.240 of the Sacramento City Code is hereby amended to read as follows: 3.08.240 Penalties. If a business operations tax owed under this chapter is not paid within 30 days of the date the tax is due and payable, a penalty shall be added to the unpaid amount. If the tax is still delinquent after an additional 30 days, an additional penalty shall be added to the unpaid amount. The amount of these penalties shall be as established by City Council resolution. Section 6. Section 3.08.255 is hereby added to Article IV of Chapter 3.08 of the Sacramento City Code, to read as follows: 3.08.255 Maximum Tax and Adjustments. A. Maximum Tax. The maximum annual tax liability under Sections 3.08.170, 3.08.180, 3.08.190, and 3.08.200 is as follows: 1. Effective July 1, 2024, the maximum annual tax liability is $25,000. 2. Effective July 1, 2025, the maximum annual tax liability is $50,000. 3. Effective July 1, 2026, the maximum annual tax liability is $75,000. 4. Effective July 1, 2027, the maximum annual tax liability is $100,000. 5. Effective July 1, 2028, the maximum annual tax liability is $125,000. 6. Effective each July 1 thereafter, the maximum annual tax liability shall be increased in proportion to the increase in the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, San Francisco divided by Oakland divided by San Jose area, 1982, 1984 equals 100, or any successor measure from January 1 through December 31 of the immediately preceding year. B. Gross receipts threshold and flat tax rate adjustments. Effective July 1, 2025, and each July 1 thereafter, the gross receipts threshold amount in Section 3.08.170 and the flat tax rates set forth in Sections 3.08.170, 3.08.180, and 3.08.200 shall be increased in proportion to the increase in the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, San Francisco divided by Oakland divided by San Jose area, 1982, 1984 equals 100, or any successor measure from January 1 through December 31 of the immediately preceding year. Section 7. Rate adjustments. Notwithstanding any tax rate or maximum annual tax liability imposed by this ordinance, the City Council may, in its discretion, at any time by resolution implement any lower tax rate or maximum annual tax liability it deems appropriate, and may by resolution increase such tax rate or maximum annual tax liability, not to exceed the tax rate or maximum annual tax liability established under this ordinance. Section 8. Severability. If any portion of this ordinance is for any reason held to be invalid or unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, the remaining portions of this ordinance shall remain in effect. The people of the City of Sacramento hereby declare that they would have adopted each portion of this ordinance, notwithstanding the fact that any one or more portions of this ordinance is declared invalid or unenforceable and, to that end, the provisions of this ordinance are severable. Section 9. Majority Approval. Effective Date. This ordinance shall be effective only if approved by a majority of the voters voting on this ordinance and shall go into effect on July 1, 2024. Argument in favor of Measure C. This measure will modernize an outdated tax that has not been updated since 1991, more than 32 years ago. Protect small and medium-sized businesses. And raise revenue to support essential city services such as police, fire, and park maintenance. Today, the maximum business operations tax paid by any business in Sacramento is $5,000 regardless of whether it's a corner store or a giant corporation. This measure will gradually increase the maximum amount so that large businesses pay their fair share, but also have certainty about the amount they will owe. This measure further protects small and medium-sized businesses by increasing the dollar threshold at which businesses are exempt from paying this tax. A medium-sized, $10 million per year business, such as a local restaurant or grocer, actually would see their taxes drop under this measure. The largest increases would be for businesses with revenue of $500 million or more. The measure also contains future adjustments for inflation, which the city's current business operations tax lacks. Vote yes on Measure C to modernize the business operations tax, protect small and medium-sized businesses, and support essential city services. /Daryl Steinberg Mayor City of Sacramento /Rick Jennings Council Member City of Sacramento /Ross Royek Co-Owner Capital Books and There and Back Cafe /Trevor Jamison President of Sacramento Firefighters Local 522 /Katie Maple Council Member City of Sacramento. No rebuttal to argument in favor of Measure C was filed. No argument against Measure C was filed. No rebuttal to argument against Measure C was filed.